Hello.
Opinion research, conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. We want to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned, all right. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
I would disagree to climate change. I would say it'd be more of government effect.
Well, the question is if you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland. How would you respond to that?
I would say I have not been affected by climate change.
You have. Strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I would say oppose.
Do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strong.
Strong, okay. I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal, please. The first one is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this?
Possibly support.
Okay, so the options are strongly support or somewhat support. Would you say somewhat? Right.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Thank you. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Question's the same. Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Improving electrical grid reliability.
Okay. I agree.
Okay. So, I don't really have a middle ground here, so would you somewhat support or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Thank you. Expanding quality healthcare.
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strong.
Okay. Increasing access to public transportation.
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat opposed. Okay, thank you. We're almost there. I really appreciate your patience. So, next part of the survey says, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? I'll read you the options, the statements, and you tell me if it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Starting with, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change.
Not very interested.
And not too convincing? Or not at all convincing?
Not convincing.
All right. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events.
Not convincing.
Not at all, or not too convincing?
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Okay, thank you. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 70s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change.
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing, all right. Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
That might have some effect.
Okay. Would it maybe enhance your opinion or diminish your opinion?
Slightly enhance.
Slightly enhance, okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker? Diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or would it have no impact?
No impact.
No impact. Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker? Diminish your opinion, or have no impact on your opinion?
Diminish.
Diminish, okay. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers?
No, I would oppose it.
Strongly oppose it, or just somewhat?
I'd say somewhat.
Okay, if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Be Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Thank you. These are the last questions. These are the last few questions. Would you mind sticking around? It's just going to take like 2 more minutes.
Okay.
Appreciate that. These are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. And to which of the following age groups do you belong? Do you fall 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Thank you. Which party are you registered to vote with?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you. What is your race, please?
White. I'm an American.
Gotcha. Well, this concludes her survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Hope you have a good one, sir.
Okay, you too. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Enjoy the holidays. Bye-bye.